Some parents in Seattle are upset about school funding and overcrowded classrooms. Many blame decisions by state lawmakers and Seattle Public Schools. And one parent, Brian Jones, just took an unusual step to send a message. He's donated $70,000 to Alki Elementary in West Seattle so that school could keep a teacher in the classroom. But here's the thing. It's not his kid's school. He's the father of two in North Seattle. The donation has received a lot of attention. Something that Jones told me he wasn't expecting.
I just wanted to help. That's it. I'm a busy parent with a busy schedule, and that's what I saw on the news. And I said, I talked to my wife and said, let's help. And I knew in the back of my mind that people would probably take notice of it, but my first intention was, let's just help because this is ridiculous. And as we move along this and we hear from people, we are learning more about the issue and what we can do.
Well, it has gotten people talking in the short term for sure. There was a piece in the Seattle Times about it. The West Seattle blog reported it initially. But why is a single one-time donation the right way to make a lasting impact on school funding? This has been an ongoing issue.
Well, I don't profess to have the answer to that. I think I'm just a parent trying to do something, and that's what I thought I could do at the time. And, you know, I only speak for myself, and I'm doing what I can to make that happen. It has allowed me to get in contact with a lot of parents who are extremely angry about this. And it's galvanizing a group of individuals that I hope that we can take down the road and form into a larger coalition to apply pressure. I'm just trying to do something to help. It's doing something is better than doing nothing.
Well, the spokesperson for Seattle Public Schools did say that the district is encouraging parents to learn about the state legislature's involvement in funding K-12 education. I mean, they're currently under a mandate from the state Supreme Court to figure out how to better fund K-12 education in the state. So have you reached out to the state legislature? Have you gotten in contact with your legislators yet?
What's funny is they didn't get in contact with me until I showed them the senator got back to me, but the others didn't get back until I showed them the article in the Seattle Times. And, you know, I got the generic answer. Hey, we're working on it. There's lots of issues. We'll do what we can, you know. And, you know, my deal is, you know what? I'm tired and tired of hearing that. Right now we have a short-term problem that could be fixed if some elected officials would step up out of their bubble and actually do something and say, hey, you know what? This reshuffling's not right. Let us find the money somewhere. We can do it. I know the money's there, but no one is. And the administration at the Seattle Public Schools, they're not saying anything. And, you know, we have a rally today to see if someone might walk out of that building and actually say something rather than hide behind emails. Unfortunately, I think it takes this to get a response from people and to apply pressure. And that's all I'm doing is applying pressure. And the naysayers can say, oh, it's not going to work, it's not going to do anything. But like I said before, at least I'm doing something.
Well, you've already talked about this a little bit, but I want to hear a little bit more about this pressure that you're talking about. Beyond writing a big check, what kind of pressure are you applying?
Well, I think the first start is, you know, the rally that we have this afternoon. It's an opportunity for those that didn't know what was going on to learn more about the issue and to galvanize a point that we all care about and to figure out how do we start putting this together to go after this in a way that has the largest impact possible. And, you know, we're taking baby steps towards doing that. I am not the spokesperson for the movement. I'm a parent that's angry and upset, and I'm doing what I think I can do to help. I think there's others out there that know a lot about the issue and have worked on it really hard, but this is what I can do. I'll continue to apply pressure, or others will apply pressure to these lawmakers to say we're going to continue to do this because, frankly, it makes the lawmakers look like fools when they don't do anything. Unless you keep it in the public light, then they'll just continue to do what they're doing, which is pretty much nothing. And, you know, that's the way, unfortunately, the world works. Apply pressure, put them in the limelight, and make them do something. And this is the first steps of doing that.
Hmm. Well, I'm wondering, why did you choose Alki Elementary to make the donation to? I'm sure you've heard this, one of the criticisms of the donation is there are schools with greater needs than Alki Elementary. So why was that the one you chose?
Well, I would say first to answer that, I think people need to stop criticizing the donation and criticize what's the problem. The problem is the legislature and the school district and our elected officials that are doing nothing. Don't criticize a donation that helped get at least a few kids out of a classroom jam-packed with first graders and what is actually going to help them right now. If you want to criticize that, then go ahead, but I could care less what you have to say. So let's look at the bigger issue of what I did is to get the attention going and to get the ball rolling on a dialogue that needs to be discussed about a larger issue. I think people are looking at it with a very narrow focus.
Well, you're clearly really frustrated by the state of funding for schools in Seattle. It's evident, I can hear it in your voice, and you've said it yourself more than once, that you're really tired of this. So looking down the road, what are you looking for to know that this really thorny issue of school funding is solved?
I don't have all the answers. I just know what I can do tomorrow, and that's the way that I'm working at it, one day at a time. And I know that in one day, I got a lot of media attention, and I got also national media attention. And I think that's the way to keep this ball moving. And these are children that are going to school every day with facilities that are not up to par in crowded classrooms, and that's not acceptable. And I know everyone is saying that. Everyone has said that. But in this two-day span, if we can keep this dialogue going, and that's the challenge with any movement, if we can keep that dialogue going, and I need people to come help me figure out how to do that, you know. And if they can come together at this rally and at other events and help galvanize and come together as one solid movement, then I think we can make a difference. I'm an optimist.
That's Brian Jones, a father of two from North Seattle who donated $70,000 to Alki Elementary School. The rally he talked about will take place outside the district headquarters in SoTo at 4 o'clock today.